यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे Thank you. किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जगतनाथ जगतनाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरंगा नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जये मुदीरेत् नष्टे प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 8, Chapter 19, Text Number 14, 15 and 16. So we'll chant Text Number 14 together. Pita Prahada Putraste Pita Prahadra Putraste तद्विद्वान्द्विजावत्सलः स्वमायुद्विजो लिंगेभ्यो देवेभ्युदात् सा याचितः देवेभ्योतात् सा याचितः पिता प्रहादा पुत्रास्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजावत्सलः स्वमायुर्द्विजालिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्योतात् सा याचितः पिता प्रहादा पुत्रस्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजावत्सला स्वमायुर्द्विजलिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दात्सायचिता। पिता प्रहाद्रास्पुत्रास्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजावत्सला स्वमायुर्द्विजलिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दासायचिता। पिता प्रहादा पुत्रास्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजावत्सला स्वमायुर्द्विजलिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दासायचिता। पिता प्रहादा पुत्रास्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजवत्सलः स्वमायुर्द्विजालिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दासायचिता। पिता प्रहादा पुत्रास्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजवत्सलः स्वमायुर्द्विजालिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दासायचिता। माताजी, पिता प्रहादा पुत्रास्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजवत्सला स्वमायुर्द्विजालिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दासायचिता। पिता प्रहार्दा पुत्रास्ते तद्विद्वान्द्विजवत्सला स्वमायुर्द्विजलिङ्गेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दासायचिता। पिता फादर, प्रहार्दा पुत्र, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, te, your, tat vidwan, although it was known to him, dvija vatsalaha, still because of his affinity for Brahmanas, swam, his own, ayuhu, duration of life, dvija lingebhya, who were dressed like Brahmanas, Devebhya, unto the demigods, Adat, delivered, Sah, he, Yachitaha, being so requested. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Your father, Virochana, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, was very affectionate toward Brahmanas. Although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas, at their request he delivered to them the duration of his life. Purport. Maharaj Virochana, Bali's father, was so pleased with the Brahmana community that even though he knew that those approaching him for charity were the demigods in the dress of Brahmanas, he nonetheless agreed to give it. Translations for purport 15 and 16. You also have observed the principles followed by great personalities who are householder Brahmanas, by your forefathers and by great heroes who are extremely famous for their exalted activities. O King of the Daityas, from your majesty who come from such a noble family and who are able to give charity munificently, I ask only 3 paces of land to the measurement of my steps. Purport. Lord Vamana Deva, wanted 3 paces of land according to the measurement of his footsteps. He did not want more than necessary. But although he pretended to be an ordinary human child, he actually wanted the land comprising the upper, middle and the lower planetary systems. This was just to show the prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vansha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vayayavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome to our outstation guests to make it here in such extreme weather conditions. Thank you for being here for the morning class. I seek blessings from everyone so that I could say something pleasing to Kishore Kishori, Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. So a little overview. So in the previous chapters we have been reading that the armies of Daityas led by Bali Maharaj is going to attack demigods, and on advice of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods, they hid themselves because the army of demons was so enormous and powerful that it was not possible for demigods at that time to win them. So they went to Supreme Personality of Godhead and he advised them to not engage themselves in a battle at this time. Then the mother of demigods, Aditi, she was quite in anxiety when she could not see her own sons. So she approached her husband, Kashyap Muni, who himself is a great exalted personality, and expressed her anxiety to him. Then he advised her to observe a particular vrata to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what was that vrata? Payavrata. So she observed Payavrata, and on the completion of the vrata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before her. And she said, she really glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She said her prayers very, very sincerely, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, was very pleased with her. And he agreed to help the demigods, which he always does. And not only that, he agreed to appear as son of Kashyap and Aditi in the world. So when Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared, he appeared as Vamanadev. That's the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And true to his promise, he wanted to help the demigods. So he had a plan, and he wanted to work on that. So then later on, we know that Bali Maharaj, after taking over the heavenly planets, he was doing the Ashwamedha sacrifice. And at that time, when the sacrifice was taking place, Lord Vamandev, or in the form of dressed as a Brahman, he appeared and reached the arena where the sacrifice was taking place. So it is generally customary that if a Brahman approaches a Kshatriya on such occasions, normally whatever they ask for will be given to them. This is generally the tradition. So in this particular verse number 14 and even the previous verses, we see that Lord Vamandev is glorifying the ancestors of Maharaj Bali. He said so many positive things about Hiranyakashipu. He said so many things about their ancestors. In this particular verse, he is praising and glorifying Virochana, the son of Prahlad Maharaj. So, there are two things here. They are very important, and that's what my realization was, that it is customary to glorify a person to whom we are going to ask something. This is the general etiquette. So even today, I don't know here, but I know for sure in India, that when a particular temple wants to celebrate a big festival, or they need funds for renovating the building or something like that, they approach people who have capacity to give. And when they approach such people, they will go to them, and the management of the temple, they will approach such people, and first they will glorify their fathers and forefathers, and they will say that your father used to donate so much for the temple and it really helped us to run the temple. Your grandfather used to do like this. So that way they will glorify first, and then this is a kind of creating a environment where the person himself will be motivated and inspired to follow in the footsteps of his forefathers and will agree to give a good donation. So this is one part of the message which we are getting from here. The other part, which is very important, is that when Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is glorifying the demons. So that means they must have had really some good qualities. It was not just that he was doing so to please Bali Maharaj. If we read the previous verses, the way he is glorifying Hiranyakashipu, even Hiranyakashipu whom he killed, we have to admit that there must have been really some good qualities. So, the application of this particular point is that in our lives also we come across a lot of people in our day-to-day interactions, and some of them are favorable to us, some of them are not favorable to us. But it doesn't mean that the persons who are not favorable to us, they do not have good qualities. They may also have good qualities. In context which we are in this particular chapter, and in Srimad Bhagavatam, the message is that even if people have good qualities, even if persons have good qualities, if they are not favorable to Lord Vishnu, they are of no use. So Srila Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion that all your unknowingly, if you do some pious and good activities, that is not necessarily bhakti. But knowingly, even if we do things which may not be favorable, then that is bhakti. We may not be doing them properly, but because we are doing them to please Vishnu, that is bhakti. So that is the important point, that though the demons had such good qualities, in spite of that, they were always killed, and they were annihilated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for this very reason. So, one of the important qualities, which is also very, very clear in these particular verses, is that even the demons knew how to welcome a Brahmana. So the role of a Brahmana in the society is so important. The place which a Brahmana occupies in the society is so prominent that even the demons, they would welcome them with all proper etiquettes, the way they have to be welcomed. And demons also knew that one should give out in charity, and they also knew to whom one should give in charity. In Bhagavad Gita, I think we have it here, in chapter 10, I think text number 14, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, chapter 10, text number 4. Prabhupada says, as far as charity is concerned, one should give 50% of his earnings to some good cause. And what is a good cause? It is that which is conducted in terms of Krishna consciousness. That is not only a good cause, but the best cause. Because Krishna is good, his cause is also good. Thus, charity should be given to a person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness. According to Vedic literature, it is enjoined that charity should be given to the Brahmanas. This practice is still followed, although not very nicely, in terms of the Vedic injunctions. So, Prabhupada says in the purport, later on when we read in chapter number 17, where Krishna is instructing Arjuna about charity in mode of goodness, charity in mode of passion, and charity in mode of ignorance. So, charity is not always necessarily good. Sometimes we feel that, you know, if we give out some money to somebody on the street, some homeless person or somebody who needs it badly, I'm doing a good deed. Not necessarily. So, for that we have to read those particular section of our scriptures where charity in mode of ignorance, charity in mode of passion, and charity in mode of goodness is defined. So, there also Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that charity should be given to a person who is going to wisely use it and engage it in Krishna's service. So, the demigods were quite knowledgeable in that respect, that if a Brahmana is approaching them, they should properly respect him and give something to him in charity. But here at the time of the sacrifice, they were even so inspired that whatever the Brahmana is going to ask, they are going to give that. And we have had several examples here in Srimad Bhagavatam. In this particular case, Bali Maharaj is engaging in a conversation with Lord Vamandev, and we will read further how the whole thing unfolds. So, in text 14, Lord Vamandev is talking about son of Maharaj Prahlad, Virochana. So, we have heard so much about Prahlad Maharaj. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of glorification of Prahlad Maharaj. We have read so much about Bali Maharaj, and we are going to read further about him. These are such great personality. But who was Virochana? We don't hear so much about him. So Virochana, it says here, that son of Prahlad Maharaj, he was also a great personality, or a great demon, let me put it that way. And he had a golden crown, and it was said that he had a benediction that so long he has the crown on his head, nobody could kill him. So he became quite arrogant towards demigods, and he was kind of causing disturbances, etc. So now demigods wanted to get rid of him. So they approached him, again dressed as sages and brahmanas. So when they approached Virochana in, you know, that outfit, he again being favorable to brahmanas, he agreed and made a kind of vow to give them whatever they would like to have. So they said they would like to have his life, basically. So in other words, they wanted him dead. So he agreed to do that. There's a story behind it. So there was a saint, a sage, Sambhavan, I think, and Virochana. So they wanted to marry the same lady, Kesiki, I think. I'm not 100% sure about the name. So, and you know, there was, now the lady didn't know whom to, it was a swayamvar, like she has to choose whom she will marry. So she wasn't very sure out of the two whom she should marry. So she said, the one who is superior, I'll marry that person. So you decide who is superior between two of you. So they, between two of them, they could not decide. So they decided to go to Prahlad Maharaj. He was the king at that time. So and they, you know, put forward their dilemma before him. So without any hesitation, Prahlad Maharaj said that a Brahman is always superior. So the sage, some, again, please forgive me, I don't remember the name. He was so pleased with this that he gave a benediction of very long life to Virochana. So it was not easy for anybody to kill him because he had that benediction. So when the demigods asked him to, you know, give their, give his crown to them, he very willingly did that. So what is Vamandev indicating here to Bali Maharaj is that your father's father and forefathers have been so generous. Whenever they came in contact with a Brahmana and a Brahmana asked for something, he got it from them. So this is exactly what you know, he's going to encash on that here with in his conversation with Bali Maharaj. So in text number 15, it is Lord Vamandev is again glorifying the forefathers. He says, you also have observed the principles followed by great personalities who are householder brahmanas, by your forefathers and by great heroes who are extremely famous for their exalted activities. So again he is emphasizing that the charity should be given by householders, and this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Personality of God Himself. And Srila Prabhupada in his various classes also emphasizes the importance of giving out in charity. So the important point is that, again I'm repeating myself, that to whom one should give out in charity. And like we just read here, Srila Prabhupada says that one should give out to brahmanas, that is in the mode of goodness. If and when we are giving out to brahmanas something in charity, it should be done without any expectations in return. If we expect something in return, then it is not in mode of goodness, then it becomes mode of passion, that we are expecting, we are selfish, we are expecting something in return for whatever we are giving out in charity. So that is the mode of passion charity. And mode of ignorance is, Srila Prabhupada says very nicely, that depending, you know, you are giving at a wrong place, at a wrong time, to a wrong person. So if, you know, it can, it is so easily to do one of them. So one example I think somebody said very recently is that taking out somebody for a drink. So it is, you are buying a drink for somebody. So you are taking him to a bar, which is a wrong place. You are offering him something which is not advice. You are offering him intoxicants. And the person, he is a drunkard, so he is going to go. He is living in mode of ignorance and is going to go down further into darkness if we are helping him out to consume more intoxicants. So this is what I number of times it is an important point of discussion, because people by nature want to help those who are in need. But sometimes to decide whether the person is actually going to make use of the donation which you are going to give him, that is a very, very important thing. And a question comes up in number of discussions in Bhakti Vriksha classes and so on, that we find somebody who is homeless, who is very, very hungry and, you know, sitting on the road, and if he's asking for a dollar or two, so what is wrong in giving him that money? So if we read Krishna's instructions, if we read Srila Prabhupada's purports, then we will know what is wrong in giving some donation to a person who is in that state of mind. And even the demons were aware of this. They are also, Bali Maharaj, his forefathers, they were all aware that in charity, one should give out only to, or to Brahmanas, because Srila Prabhupada says further in the purport which I was reading, that Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are going to use the donations or the charity which they have received in Krishna's service. So in that respect, giving to Brahmanas is recommended for all of us. Now, in the text number 16, we see that Lord Vamandev, he only asked for 3 paces of land. So, I'm not going to discuss text number 17 and 18 because otherwise, you know, all the excitement for tomorrow's class will be going out. But the important thing is that even though he was a Brahman and he knew that being a Brahman he can ask for whatever he wanted and Bali Maharaj will give him that, he did not really exhibit or show any greed as such. So Srila Prabhupada says in Bhaktivedanta purports that Brahmanas in the Vedic times were so satisfied. They had nothing to worry about. They had no anxiety as such. Today, whether it is a Brahmana or a non-Brahmana, we are all worried who is going to pay my bills, whether I am going to get enough food tomorrow, or who is going to pay for my children's school fee, etc., etc. We are so much concerned and worried about it. But in Vedic times, Brahmanas didn't have to worry about it because they were 100% sure that the society and the community will take care of all his needs. So he had to focus only on his dharma, which was to worship and impart knowledge to the community. That was the main dharma of Brahmanas in Vedic times. So, and that's why Srila Prabhupada also lays so much of emphasis on Varna Ashram system. Because then if different sections of the society, they follow their dharma, then we have harmony in the system, we have harmony in the community, and we have no anxiety. That's the important part. Today, we are working very hard, like Srila Prabhupada says, we work like asses and trying to earn as much money as possible, but still we are living in great anxiety. Anybody, whether he has $10,000 in his bank account or he has $100,000 in his bank account, they are both in great anxiety. So by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and by following the principle that I should try to get what is necessary for me, what is essential for me, we can try to live a satisfied life. So I will stop here and invite corrections, questions, discussions. So Param Karuna Prabhu is a rare visitor to Chicago, so we'll give him the opportunity to say something.
Thank you very much for your class. I was appreciating the point of the Brahmana which you made, that in the Vedic times the Brahmana are totally independent persons. They don't have to work. And I was reading a chapter in Bhagavatam. It says that when Krishna was in Dwarka, the Brahmana who were retired also from their post, what they used to do is that they go to the king's assembly and they praise the king. And their praises are not just mere praises, they praise from the heart. And just by praising the king will provide everything to them. So after retirement also, they don't do anything, they go to the king assembly and they pray the king. So that's how the Brahmana. But Prabhu, in this today's world, my question is that if Prabhupada has tried to establish the same Varnashram system in ISKCON, so let's say the person is following Brahmanic rules and qualifications, and he's trying to depend on society, that okay, I'm not taking anything from anyone, but society will give me donations. But society, rather than giving a donation, they will look at that Brahman in a very, very sarcastic way. They try to find the faults. What do you think?
So this is Jitendra Prabhu often says, this is Kali Yuga. So all those qualities which were existing in the previous yugas, they have disappeared or are slowly disappearing. But in spite of that, there are people who have complete faith in Krishna, and Krishna takes care of them. So over a period of time, even Brahmanas have, their faith in Krishna is not the same as it used to be. There are people in Vrindavan, they have kind of a, they will never beg for food. They don't cook, they have no house, they have nothing, they live on the street or in some ashram, and they are never going to beg. So if somebody comes and gives them food, prasadam, they will eat it. If nobody comes, they will go hungry. But they have faith in Krishna that Krishna is not going to let them die of hunger. Or if Krishna wants, then they will die also. So this is something, you know, I heard from one person who is actually practicing this, and he happens to be known to my brother, and my brother asked him that did it happen that he had to go without prasadam for several days. So he said he was a grown up person, he's still there. He said in all his life it happened that once he did not get prasadam for 2 days, and the third day somebody came and gave him prasadam. So, but normally people, you know, there are people in these holy places who take care of such personalities. They take care of such, they know that we have to, it is our dharma to take care of such people. So they still do that. When you were mentioning about the Brahman going in the king's assembly and praising him, I'm reminded of a story which is the Kali Yuga version of what you are saying. So there was this poet, he went to a king's assembly and said something very, very pleasing for the king. And king said, give him 1,000 gold coins. He said something more pleasing, more glorifying him. He says, give him 5 villages. Then Brahmana was, or the poet was really very happy. And he says, wow. So he used all his skills to glorify the king, and he really said very, very nice things. And king says, okay, I give you so many horses, I give you so many cows, and I give you, you know, a very beautiful palace to live, etc., etc. So the meeting was over, and Brahmana or the poet came home, and he was very excited, and he told his wife that, you know, very soon our days of hunger and all this will go away, because the king has promised me, you know, gold coins, king has promised me a nice house, king has promised me elephants and horses and everything. And time passed, but nothing came from the king. So his wife would ask him every other day that, you told me like that, but where are the gold coins, where is the house? So he said, oh, the king promised, so we will wait for some more time. And it, you know, nothing came for some time. Then eventually he decided to go back to the assembly of remind the king about the promises he made. So he went there, and again the king was very respectful and welcomed him. And then the poet reminded him that, my lord, I was here a month ago. He says, yes, yes, of course I remember you. So he says, and you promised me so many things when I glorified you. So he said, like, your glorification was just to please me. I also said things to please you. I don't really meant seriously. So this is Kali Yuga. You know, we do things, we say things just for pleasure of anybody. We don't really mean it. So that changes the whole complexion. Subal Prabhu wants to say something, Prabhu, after that. Your turn.
What you're thinking on the same, what you said, that the situation of a Brahmana, it seems that there's this some, you know, because of the motivation of getting something, then you have to, it's almost like a transaction, it's almost more like a Vaishya type of thing. And then, like Lord Chaitanya, he was very adamant to actually associate with a king. We know the whole pastime of Lord Chaitanya rejecting, completely dismissing the request of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the devotees to associate with King Prataparudra, or to allow King Prataparudra to come and get an audience of the Lord. And he was very strict. He said, you know, that he can associate with a, you know, the king was that the emblem of someone who is worldly, which is, you know, how do you understand this pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in terms of the Vaishnava Brahmana sort of connecting to leaders of society and being able to direct it, I guess, you know, and this instruction of Lord Chaitanya, or this mood of Lord Chaitanya. I mean, eventually he gave the audience to King Prataparudra, but and also to receive, to allow the leader to give charity, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, so the way I understand is that Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world to teach us by his own example. That was one of the main reasons for his appearance in this world. So by this particular incident or pastimes, Lord Chaitanya is exhibiting that it is very easy for a ordinary person to get corrupted and contaminated by coming in contact with such people. So if somebody who is really a sannyasi and who is at that platform, if he is meeting and associating with such people, he may get corrupted. So that was the message. Now Lord himself is beyond that, which he exhibited later on. Later on he welcomed and he met, he associated, he gave his association to the king also. So, but for us, this is the message that we associate with right kind of people. That's the important message which I take it from that particular pastime.
So, Sukhdev Goswami, he met Maharaj Parikshit at the very last stage of his life. He could have met before also, but he was avoiding the association of the kings, even though Parikshit Maharaj was devotee, just to add on.
I also think it is interesting the position of the Brahmana, and I was thinking, like, there must be, to be a really qualified Brahmana, there's a huge gravity to receiving any kind of charity because of the responsibility, because the person giving the charity must be giving it in the proper time, place, into the qualified person. So then the person receiving that charity must be completely sense controlled, because if a single grain of rice that's purchased with that money is not for the purpose of spiritual endeavor, then it's tinged with passion and ignorance. So I was thinking, I mean, how would one maintain sanity? Because Brahmanas are not necessarily sannyasis, right? So there's some, like, how does one, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does one endure that situation? Like, oh my gosh, like, yeah.
You are absolutely right, because once you get the taste of it, then sometimes one runs after it. So when I was in school, we used to read a story So those actually only Param Karuna Prabhu and Krishna Prabhu Kripa Mayapur, they will understand it. You also will understand it. It was called Ninyanve Ka Chakkar. So the story was that there was a Brahman who used to, you know, live simple life and was very happy and satisfied. So there were people living in the same village who were very envious of him, that why he is so happy and satisfied. So they were talking to among each other that how we can spoil his happiness. So they then, you know, they were contacting different people, they were making some mischievous plans and so on. So some wise person came and said, give him 99 rupees. So they said, why not 100? He said, no, give him 99 rupees. Because when you give him 99 rupees, he will always be endeavoring to make it 100. If you gave him 100, then he will be happy. So the point was that once even a Brahmana, he, you know, gets into that situation where he says, okay, I have to earn more, I have to collect some wealth and so on, then he is distracted from his main path. And that means actually that is not what our scriptures recommend for a sannyasi or a Brahman. So Prabhupada is talking in that particular text which I was reading from Bhagavad Gita, that a sannyasi is not supposed to ask for more than what he needs. He is only supposed to collect what is necessary for him, necessary for him to maintain, and whatever he gets, to use it in Krishna's service, nothing for his personal gain. And so over a period of time, all these things have changed. And the things have changed, and we can feel that as a society, as a human being, we are not living happily at all. Even, like I said, even if you have $10,000 in your bank account, or you have $100,000, or half a million, there is that happiness is not there, which was there earlier in the heart or in the life of a Brahmana who had nothing of his own. He couldn't call anything of that, this is mine, but still he was living a very happy life, happy and satisfied life. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
All right, Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class, very wonderful class. My question and comment is kind of related to your last point there, very nice point. I'll just start from the beginning. We hear that Krishna is the absolute truth, that means non-duplicity, it's one. Well, in his pastime, it appears that he's a scam artist, one of the original scam artists, he's duplicitous. And I mean, I appreciate that because when he scams us, it's for our benefit, obviously. In the material world, when we glorify someone, a beautiful woman is for sex, or somebody is for money, etc. But my question is kind of related to the point is that, or at least appreciation in this pastime, it says Vidoshana, even though he knew the demigods were scam artists, deceptive, he still showed his appreciation to them. And also Bali, even though he knew Vamana was a scam artist, he still surrendered his money to them. He kept his promise. And the reason I appreciate this is because, like you said in your last comment, I guess I'll say it a different way, that the great saints, they're more concerned about not necessarily a bank account, but a bhakti account. And the reason I appreciate that is because you were mentioned earlier that even if people have $100,000 in a bank, or so much money, still their anxiety, and it's usually our anxiety comes from how people treat us. If they're deceptive, then our whole world comes crashing down, or somebody insults us, and that's usually due to the lack of a bhakti account. So what are some steps we could do to fill our bhakti account up, or so access it a little bit more?
Answer the first part. Krishna, you said, is the biggest scamster, but look at it. You know, anybody who came in contact with Krishna, he was delivered. So I was just thinking, as a matter of fact, yesterday I was thinking about this particular point, that if we look at Hiranyakashipu, we are just taking the people who were so much against him, who were totally, you know, not favorable to Krishna. Krishna was their biggest enemy. But even then, look at the way Krishna treated them. Even though he killed them eventually, but had some scheme or had some tricks, whatever, like even in case of Bali Maharaj. Now, why do we talk so much about Bali Maharaj? Imagine if Bali Maharaj had turned Krishna away, just a hypothetical situation. Will we be talking about Bali Maharaj? No. We are talking about him because Krishna brought him at that level. Krishna brought him at that particular platform where we, as devotees of Krishna, we remember him. We talk about him. We give his examples. We glorify him. So that is a favor which Krishna has done to Bali Maharaj. Even though he was tricking him, he was cheating him, but still it was such a big favor that today the entire Vaishnava community and our scriptures, they glorify Bali Maharaj. So like that, there's these examples. If you go deeper into all these examples of the personalities where Krishna tried to so-called use devious methods, we find that all those people who were probably in the material sense on the losing end, but on the spiritual side, when you look at it, they all were really got lot of mercy from Krishna. So that is one part. The second part is why do we live in anxiety even if we have more than what we need? Because we are living in fear. We are living in fear of losing it. And why we are living in fear? Because we do not have complete faith in Krishna. If we have complete faith in Krishna, that Krishna is going to maintain us, Krishna is our protector, then we will not be living in fear. But even though we say it, we talk about it, we discuss during our classes and so on, but somewhere in our heart, it is not yet there. So we have to work on it, and that is the opportunity which we have by being in the human body, that we develop ourselves in our bhakti and our devotion, that we can have complete faith and trust in Krishna. Then there will not be any fear. Thank you. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, sure, Prabhu. I'm sure you are going to say something which will be useful for everybody.
Yes, I was thinking about Swa Prabhu's question, that the difference between the beginning of sannyasi and Brahman. The main difference is that sannyasi, they are above all Brahmanas qualities. Even Brahmana's main quality is, according to our scripture, that dadati, pratignati, then they give, take charity and give charity, and jajan, jajan, patan, patan. So like they worship and they read books, scriptures, and all this, this is the main occupation of Brahman. So whereas in case of sannyasi, that's what Lord Chaitanya was displaying, the role of sannyasi. So they are aware of this, all these qualities. So that means they surpass all this level. They don't have interest anything in sannyasi. They means renounced for everything. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, particularly there is written, Lord Chaitanya stated that if there is a black point, black ink, in the white dress or white cloth, immediately it is remarkable, so that everybody can notice it. Similarly, there is even slight discrepancy in the character of a sannyasi, immediately everybody will laugh at him, So that's why Lord Chaitanya, he didn't want to visit, although the king was a very great devotee of Lord Jagannath, so he didn't want to meet such a sense-gratified, so-called sense-gratified. Of course, that king was not sense-gratified, but although he was a Vaishnava, but in order to keep the etiquette, all this, because a lot of kings, they are involved in sense-gratification. They keep so much bad contact with so many women, so many things. They do all nonsense. So, in addition to this point also, if you go back, that Advaita Acharya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he also said to Lord Chaitanya, what? No, in that context, when he was giving his Shraddha ceremony to feeding the people in Vaishnavas and other people in general, then he told very nice point to Lord, to Haridas Thakur, that first you take the prasadam. Because he stated there one very nice intricacy, that if I feed one Vaishnava, that is equal to 1,000, I am feeding 1,000 Brahmanas. That is 1,000 Brahmanas feeding is same as feeding one Vaishnava. That's a very nice point he explained. So, the entire, and also if we go back to Madhavendra Puri, for example, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Madhavendra Puri, he was not worried about his food. As you stated in Vrindavan, a lot of exalted personalities are there, they are doing madhukari. Madhukari means whatever is available, they are satisfied. If nothing available, they depend upon Krishna. So, Madhavendra Puri, he was just merged in sadhana. Then Krishna came personally to brought some milk. And also, if you take another instance like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami was thinking how to, Sanatana Goswami had his birthday, I think, then, he was thinking how to make a big feast for my brother. Then just this idea came to his mind. But then Rama came personally. He brought all paraphernalia. Gave to, that means she prepared also such a nice, sweet rice. Then when, Saitana Sanatana Goswami was taking, then what happened? Who prepared this? And then they came in realization that it is Radharani. So, what happened? Then Sanatana Goswami chastised Rupa Goswami. What he did? He took the service from Radharani. She came personally. So like that. So, this is thing what I have to add. And another point, if time permits, that means he said, that nice point, that means for in your, what is that you said in that, what is that, you said that to donate something, to beggars, those who, how, what is the injection? There Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example. When he was traveling from Vrindavan, from New Delhi to Vrindavan, then in Vrindavan there are 4 or 5 devotees were around him in a car. Then one man approached Prabhupada, one beggar approached something. Then Prabhupada, and devotees were ready to give some, something. Then Prabhupada said, forbid, no, don't give money to them. Because if you give the money, they will take, that means you will take the karma, what they will do. Then they will utilize the money for prostitution, maybe for drinking, for something, whatever bad karma they will do, that will come to you. So, because you encourage, in other words, you encourage them to do so. Instead, you can give some prasadam if you have. Give some, and that's what I was
thinking. Thank you for sharing, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanand.